For all the festival details, we went right to the source.
My name is Paul Cohen. I'm the director of the Torchlight Cinematheque at the College of Motion Picture Arts and a faculty member of the film school.
Cohen has been involved with the veterans' film screenings since the very beginning.
I was walking by my dean's office about 10 years ago now, and he said, come in a minute, Paul. I want to introduce you to some young students here. And those two students were veterans who had decided that they wanted to start a film festival to spread the voice of the types of engagement they encountered and educate the public a little bit through cinema to understand a bit more about where they came from and what they did.
Cohen recalls that year's featured film, which began a tradition of top-notch cinematic offerings.
I had just been with a producer friend who produced a film entitled Hell and Back Again, which ultimately went on to be nominated for an Academy Award, but we were one of the first showcased presentations for that film.
This year's movie, says Cohen, is a groundbreaker in a number of ways.
It's based on a number one best-selling book, South of Heaven, that was written by one of our attending guests, Daniel Flores, and it describes the years he was deployed in one of the most dangerous valleys. They say it's the most shot-on piece of land in the world, in the Korgan Valley in Afghanistan.
The actual footage, he adds, was essentially shot live by on-the-scene military personnel as it happened, giving a whole new meaning to the phrase cinema verite.
And so you'll get an opportunity to see footage that was shot from body cams and from GoPros. This is all new technology being used in documentary filmmaking now because it's portable, it's micro, it's accessible.
But this is not simply a raw visual portrayal of what happened on the battlefield.
The unfolding of this story that the filmmakers David Salzberg and Christian Thoreau have done makes it a very, very beautiful experience in terms of cinema.
The result, Cohen says, is profound drama that's as timely as today's headlines.
It's an immersive experience. It's a real-life video game experience, and you're flying with the pilots and on the ground with the troops that they have been sent to protect. And this is about above the ground, above the best is a term that the Army air pilots use to describe their men on the ground.
For the first time, Cohen says the event will take place off campus.
We're in the large theater at the CMX. They've become an associate with the film school. We want to do more and more shows, principally because Dean Reb Braddock believes that it's more of a festival atmosphere if we do it in a commercial theater with the smell of the popcorn and the multi-screen, big sound with a big, big screen.
All to bring in the biggest possible audience of veterans, film buffs, and anyone who wants to take in an exciting, moving documentary of America's armed forces at work.
Perhaps more of the community will feel comfortable in attending. We've made it later in the day. It's a 7 p.m. screening on Thursday, November 7th, so it's 7 at 7. We are complimenting everyone on the tickets, and there are no tickets required. Just come. We're going to put a band on your arm, and you can enjoy the film and a Q&A with our guests.
That panel will include the movie's co-director, David Salzberg. The evening is being presented by the FSU College of Motion Picture Arts Torchlight Cinematheque in association with the university's Veterans Alliance. For WFSU News, I'm Tom Flanagan.